Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized by the California mass shooting, which the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation confirms was an act of terrorism. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said despite the massacre, we will uphold our values as a free and open society, and we will not be terrorized.
More broadly, this tragedy reminds us of our obligation to do everything in our power together to keep our communities safe. We know that the killers in San Bernardino used military-style assault weapons, weapons of war, to kill as many people as they could. It's another tragic reminder that here in America, it's way too easy for dangerous people to get their hands on a gun.
The Islamic State described the killers involved in the California massacre as supporters of their organization. Meanwhile, the FBI is stepping up its investigation into the massacre. Authorities say Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the Islamic State on social media. FBI Director James Comey says, however, so far it has no evidence linking her husband, Sayed Rizwan Farouk, to a terrorist group.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
Both husband and wife were killed while fleeing into rented vehicle after the attack. President Barack Obama and the White House have just announced that he will speak to the nation tomorrow evening about the attack. Three suicide bombers attacked a market in Chad today, killing at least 27 people. Officials say the attack took place in an island along Lake Chad's western coast, where a weekly market was underway. The borders of Nigeria, Cameroon, and Niger all touch the shores of Lake Chad. The attackers were not identified, but authorities noted the militant group Boko Haram has carried out recent bomb attacks in that area. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban says it has received a voice message from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, that refutes claims about his involvement in a gunfight and supposed death earlier this week. IS School reports from Islamabad.
Addressing his followers in Pashto, he repeatedly asserted that no such incident ever took place and reports of his death in a shootout were unfounded. My brothers, there is no truth in this news and it is absolutely baseless. He went on to say that the rumors are part of the enemy propaganda war to create an impression. There are rifts in the Taliban leadership and they have turned into deadly infighting. While the audio has not been verified by intelligence experts, the voice sounds consistent with earlier messages attributed to Mansour. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
British warplanes carried out a round of airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria late Friday, again hitting oil fields, officials say. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon said in a statement today that two Typhoon fighter bombers joined the campaign for the first time, hitting an oil field in eastern Syria.
Last night, the RAF Typhoon aircraft, our newest aircraft that had only arrived from Britain the day before, were in action and successfully striking oil wellheads in eastern Syria. It is oil that underpins the terrorism that we've seen and helps ISIL-Daesh finance their terrorist operations.
British lawmakers approved the involvement of British planes and fighter pilots in the bombing of targets in Syria at the request of Prime Minister David Cameron, who appeared before Parliament to make his case. Officials from 195 nations attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris have approved a new draft for a climate deal. Coming after 4 years of negotiations, the proposal is meant to offer nations options to reduce emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say many unresolved issues remain to be hammered out before the COP21 conference ends Friday, including who should bear the burden of paying for the new directives. The U.S. Space Agency has released a series of sharp images of Pluto, describing them as the best close-ups we may see of the planet for decades. NASA's New Horizons spacecraft photographed Pluto during its July flyby and continues to transmit data stored on its digital recorders. In Cartagena, Colombia, President Juan Manuel Santos today is hailing the recovery of a Spanish galleon off the coast that sank more than 300 years ago with what is believed to be the world's largest sunken treasure. At a press conference today, Santos said the exact location of the galleon and how it was discovered will be a state secret that he is personally safeguarding. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.